Welcome to our show, The Sound of the Trumpet. I'm your host, Faith Marie Batsko, bringing you critical insight and revelation to position you securely in Christ for the season ahead. Thank you for joining me once again for The Sound of the Trumpet. Today I will be talking about the Lord's Prayer, Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done. Recently, in the last few words, I've been talking much about the revelation that the Lord gave me about Thy Will Be Done as the Great Reset Prayer. This is the prayer that we will need to pray in every situation because God knows everything we're thinking and He knows everything that is needed. So this is God's great reset prayer where He takes us back to His original intentions for our lives and brings us onto the path where we are moving toward our destiny. However, recently He then began to highlight the first part of that prayer, Thy Kingdom Come, as an act of war. Jesus declared war on the kingdom of darkness from the very beginning. His first coming was an act of war. His coming kingdom is an act of war. So when we pray, Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done, we are moving in an offensive way against the kingdom of darkness. Jesus said that whoever does the will of his Father was his family, his brother, and his sister. I believe Jesus' word to us now is, I will defend my family. The outcome of the battle is not in question. In the book of Judges, the judges were also referred to as deliverers. After many years of falling into deep sin, they would cry out to God and He would send a deliverer. This cycle continued over and over again until eventually great judgment fell. So let's look at North America, which was founded on Christian principles. And I believe I shared this before. 25 years ago, the Lord showed me a picture of North America. The gates and all its borders on every side were wide open. Evil principalities, powers, and hosts of wickedness were entering in on all sides. They were entering from the west, from Asia, from the east, from Europe and Africa, and from the south, bringing in such things as Santeria, voodoo, and many forms of the occult. Many people steeped in idolatry and the occult came and worked their way to the top of the mountains in all social spheres and realms and opened the gates even further, especially within the political, education, medical, and family sphere. I believe that God's people were not guarding the gates that they were assigned and the faith that we were entrusted with. We were not setting our watch and occupying the high places. The Lord gave me a revelation recently that I found quite startling. And as I was pondering this scripture, someone sent me a video from Jonathan Kahn based on his new book, The Return of the Gods. And I was shocked because as I was pondering what God had shown me, Jonathan Kahn his book is based on the very same scripture. So let's read it. It's Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, and it says, Jesus is speaking, when an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. Then it goes and it takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and they live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. Now, I've always seen that verse as referring to an individual. We use it a lot in intercession or in deliverance from evil spirits in people. But this time, God showed it to me because He continues on. He doesn't stop there. He says, That is how it will be with this wicked generation. So I believe he was speaking that this phenomenon was related to this generation, our generation. So here Jesus said that the last state of the man would be worse than the first. He then related this phenomenon to this evil generation. So that gave me pause to think and to go back a bit over history. And we can't really dig into this in depth on this short space of time. But let's have a look. At the end of World War II, in 1945, the evil of Hitler was eradicated. The battle with our modern-day Haman was won. However, evil forces immediately regrouped and began to build their systems and their structures as the foundation for their future plan. Hitler was one of the Antichrists prepared for the end-time season that began when the Jews of the world began to go home around the beginning of the 20th century. And even shortly before that, a trickle of Jews began to leave and go home from Russia. 1945 plus 70 years, which is approximately a generation, brings us to 2015, when they were ready to launch their agenda for world domination. The last state of this generation is worse than the first. Their plan is far more diabolic than it was even in 1945 in World War II. Just as Mengele was experimenting with children during that war, this is now taking place openly, approved by doctors and even parents. In 2016, a deliverer was sent, Donald Trump. However, we did not discern the times and what was being given to us in this man and what was happening. God was giving us a chance. He was giving us a test. He was giving us a reprieve from the evil that was ready to be unleashed. Now we see that World War III is on the horizon. Now it is Haman and Hitler multiplied. Now we have the great clash of kingdoms. Now we must fight. Now it is not one man, it is an army of deliverers that is going to be sent, that God is raising up. God has a plan. As I said in a previous word, I believe the Lord, our consuming fire, has set a backfire to remove the life and energy out of the greater fire presently burning out of control in the world, threatening to burn down our present way of life. The army of God is rising. Various leaders, alliances are all working with God to mobilize the army. All over the globe, God has raised up leaders to mobilize his leaders to aid in their release. We are on the edge of a great release. It is time to find your alliance, find your tribe. So how do we fight? How do we resist? I believe it begins by each person understanding their call and their place in the great campaign of heaven. Satan has been building altars of worship in every city and in every nation. We must now build altars to God, beginning first in our homes, then in our communities, our cities, and our nations. An altar sets the evidence and the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that the earth and the fullness of the earth belongs to him. So when we establish an altar in our homes or wherever, we are establishing a place of worship and lifting him up as Lord and declaring the truth that he is Lord over our city and over our home. Second, we have to listen for God's strategies. And I want to bring another revelation God just recently gave me, and it's in Esther 8:8, 8 being the number of new beginnings. And it says, "Now go ahead and send a message to the Jews in the king's name, telling them whatever you want, and seal it with the king's signet ring. But remember that whatever you have that has already been written in the king's name and sealed with his signet ring can never be revoked." Now, I've read that passage many times, and I've never seen that the decree cannot be revoked if it's sealed with the king's signet ring. So this is a revelation I believe God was showing me that we need to understand. The king could not revoke or undo the decree made by Haman as it was sealed in his name. The decree authorized the annihilation of the people of God. So a decree in Persia has been established to kill the people of God, every man, woman, and every child. So this is actually the same as the final solution of Hitler, a plot conceived by Haman, the first Antichrist. The second Antichrist, Hitler, tried to do the very same thing and coined the phrase "the final solution." The last Antichrist will again attempt to complete the final solution attempted by both Haman and Hitler. It is evident that this decree still stands in the spirit today. The prince of Persia still fights against the people of God. Look at Iran, which is Persia. They've made their intent very clear: full and total annihilation of Israel. So these decrees do exist in the spirit. The decree to kill the Jewish people remains today, released in the rhetoric of Iran. This now also includes Christians, as we are grafted into Christ and into Israel. We see the evidence of this playing out throughout the Hitlers of the world in Germany and even in such nations as Rwanda, where over 100,000 Christians were slaughtered. This is Haman's plot at work. It is the Jews and the Christians that they're going after. It is the same for the laws or decrees of God against sin, that those who sin would suffer the consequences of sin. These laws still exist in the spirit. It's written in the word. It is the blood of Christ that now provides a covering of protection and forgiveness for the people of God against those laws and decrees. Esther and Mordecai were given the right to write a new and a higher decree, one that would reverse the first and reverse the curse. The king stamped it with his signet ring, establishing their decree also as law, guaranteed by the king. The new decree allowed the people of God to defend themselves, fight, and destroy their enemies. So the answer to the first decree that could not be revoked was that a new decree had to be spoken. It is the same for us today. We must decree a new decree for the people of God and for Israel and plead the blood of Christ that was shed on that land. Let's read Esther's decree. It says in Esther 8:11. It says, "The king's edict granted the Jews in every city," and we're believing it's all the people of God, "it granted the people of God in every city the right to assemble." So that is our right. "To protect themselves, to destroy, to kill and annihilate any armed force of any nationality or province that might attack them and their women and their children, and to plunder the property of their enemies." A copy of the text of the edict was to be issued as law in every province and made known to the people of every nationality, so that the Jews would be ready on that day to avenge themselves of their enemies. Of course, we're not going to attack anyone in the physical, unless maybe you have to defend yourself or your family. This is spiritual warfare. And we must begin to open our mouths and to speak and to decree the decrees that God is allowing us to decree in His name. So another strategy that the enemy employs very successfully is the use of language and words to reconstruct the world to their concepts. They use words to confuse and to deceive, to call what is evil good and what is good evil. And so many people fall into this trap. There is great power in words. They do hurt, and words can be employed to destroy. However, there is greater power in the Word of God. We must use the words of God that transcend all other words to reverse the curse. In our warfare, we must learn to use words intentionally and strategically. We must receive the words from God that He is using to target a situation. Those words then become Holy Ghost infused bombs. Jesus is the Word. He is the bomb. The Holy Spirit backs up the Word, infuses it, and transforms it with dunamis power. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Word work together as a team. The Scriptures tell us that everything was made by His Word. So everything can therefore be unmade by His Word. With them, we can tear down and we can destroy, we can build and we can plant, as God told Jeremiah. John chapter 1 says that in Him, Jesus, the Word was life. So His words have life. It goes on to say that the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. We have the Word, we have the life, and we have the light in us. His words are spirit and they are life. As I said previously in Matthew 12, when Jesus speaks of that evil generation, which he's referring it to us in this time, He speaks of it as the last state being worse than the first. This is that evil generation. We've seen evil reach to heights that are, to me, horrific and unimaginable what is going on in the world right now. Evil is now being released globally and intentionally. Satan is looming large over the earth. The decree has gone out to kill, to destroy. But as with Esther and Mordecai, God is now inspiring us to write new decrees, one that will reverse the first and the cursed. We fight with His word and we fight with the blood. The new decree that Esther and Mordecai wrote is that every Jew and every Christian must fight to defend our families. However, it's a spiritual war we're fighting using words. The Holy Ghost infused Word of God. The Word is sealed with the signet ring of God, dipped in the blood of Jesus Christ. We must defend ourselves, defend our families and our nations, and God will be with us. He will uphold the decree and we will plunder the enemy's house. It has been said of Winston Churchill that he mobilized the English language and sent it into war. His words were anointed and had power, so they live on even to this day. We are in a war of words, both written and decreed. The war has begun. We blew it with Donald Trump. The genie is out. Pandora's box is open. The demonic has mobilized against us, and we must now mobilize and go on the offensive, backed by the power of God and His angelic hosts. In the decade ahead, the people of God will find themselves suddenly thrust out into new arenas, locked and loaded with the power of the voice of the Lord. He's saying now, as he said to Jeremiah, I am ready to perform my word. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Jeremiah 1:9-10. This is the work of God's apostolic prophetic people, having the voice of the Lord prepared for this hour of history. The voice speaks, the voice creates, the voice destroys, the voice transforms, the voice builds, the voice commands the elements, the voice invites the supernatural. God will answer what you say, what you speak with your mouth. It says that in his word, you will have what you say. God's words transcends all words. God is teaching us to marshal his word like artillery. Artillery is a class of heavy military ranged weapons that launch munitions far beyond the range and power of infantry firearms. It is focused on the ability to breach defensive walls and fortifications during sieges. So we have the power of the Word of God, and God is ramping up an offensive that is about to be launched on planet Earth. He said, if you are not with him, you are against him. If you're not gathering with him, you are scattering. And I will close with this. I saw a picture and I heard something. I saw a picture of Jesus and I heard the Father speak to him and say, it is time to go. I saw him brush the dust off of his hands, put down his tools, and he left, leaving everything behind, walking into his destiny. I believe God is saying the very same thing to us. It's time to go. It's time to leave. It's time to walk into our destiny. It is time to send the word of God into war. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for this message. I pray that it hits its mark. Lord, that the right people hear it, who will take hold of it, who will run with it, who will rise up, who are part of the army, the remnant that is sold out to your will, sold out to your purposes, God. I just pray a blessing on them, protection of the blood, Lord, the word of God in their mouths, God. We just bless them. We bless what you're going to do now in this world. Lord, in this hour of the supernatural, in this hour of release, in this hour of glory, when you are rising up in the earth, just thank you, God, that you have chosen us as the generation that will stand with you in this hour against this evil generation, and to bring in a massive and marvelous harvest for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Help us to get these words out to the body of Christ, to rally the troops and those serving the Lord on the front lines. Be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes and please like and share with your friends. See the links below to our website and our social media pages. God bless you and keep you safe and hidden within Him.